This shopping mall in Assam's biggest city is only open to fully vaccinated people. For nearly a week, other public places, offices, restaurants and markets have also been screening for vaccination proof. The state in India's northeast wants to encourage more people to take their jabs as new COVID-19 infections surge to an all-time high. The rule has kept businesses open, but some find it unnecessary.
I think it's somewhat not good because unvaccinated people can feel discriminated. Because if one wears proper PPE, double mask, and enter inside and maintain a safe distance, you can get protected. But the number of entries inside the mall, I think it needs to be controlled.
Many states have tightened restrictions as new cases break records. Indian-administered Kashmir has barred most people from leaving home for 3 days from Friday. In southern India, Tamil Nadu and Kerala have imposed a Sunday curfew. But in Karnataka, the weekend lockdown has ended and most schools and colleges are reopening. Although capacity limits and vaccine requirements will continue in restaurants, malls and gyms, as will a night curfew. Some say it's hurting their business.
It's easier to open a pub, but restarting it after every COVID or every lockdown is the most toughest thing which we have always felt. All my employees are gone back. We have to get them back. That's a big challenge. Getting them back, again, putting them back into work, restarting the entire place, cleaning up this place, restarting is a pain.
Demand for at-home test kits has grown, adding to concerns the number of infections is being underreported.
The pace of cases has increased so fast that you're seeing test positivities in the big cities in India, typically somewhere between 30 and 50%, depending upon the city. So it's obvious indication that we're not counting cases accurately. We're now somewhat far away from understanding the true measure of COVID-19 in India currently.
Hospital admissions remain low, prompting many areas to think about easing restrictions soon.
Maharashtra, which remains the worst affected state, is reopening schools for in-person learning starting Monday, nearly 2 weeks earlier than planned. But here in the capital, restrictions, including curfews at night and on weekends, continue even though cases have been steadily declining. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.